There's a terrible milchoma that's going on now, and doesn't seem to have any immediate end in sight. Worse than that, it would seem that a quick end, although it would save temporarily casualties, but it would just probably allow in the not too distant future similar situations to arise. So it's like almost a no-win type of a situation. Very, very complex, very, very painful. And here we sit and imagine that on some level we would like to do something about it. We're not exactly trained to go fight on the front, and I'm not sure we have the guts to do that either. But what can we do? And we know, of course, that tefillah is extremely potent and powerful. But we also know that if we take inspiration from a matzav that's taking place, from the lives of people who are putting their lives on the line, and we inspire growth and inspire change and inspire improvement in ourselves, then that works as a schus for them. And we all know that after everything is said and done, it's really beikar about schusim. I have this beautiful campaign going on now where they're giving out thousands of pairs of tzitzis to people on the front line there. And I've seen some of the pictures and videos of, you know, people, no yarmulkes, nothing, no, maybe no, or very little shaychus, but they're wearing tzitzis. And I'm sure mitzvah gereres mitzvah, not only is it the shmira, but it'll have a greater hashpo on them in the future, Bezer Hashem. So what can we do to be misakin ourselves? So there's an interesting discussion in the Sefer HaChinuch in the mitzvah of the cities that were given to the Levium in Eretz Yisrael, and the idea that some of them specifically were designated to be Ore Miklot, for a person who unfortunately is guilty of killing someone b'shoigeg. So he runs to safety in the Ir Miklot, and in the Ir Miklot he will be safe from the Goel Hadam. No one will be able to do anything to him. And the Chinuch gives two inyonim to explain this, what the Sheresh HaMitzvah is. And he says here, V'oitam acher badover, ki biyoisam anshei levov, the Levim are men of heart, people with a heart. Yeduim b'malos hamidos, they're well known in the qualities of their midos, v'chochmas nichbodos, and very prestigious chochma that they have in themselves. Yodu al akol, everyone knows that. Or it's yodu al akol shlo yistemu horeitzeach sheinotzel aleim v'lo yiguboy. They're not going to hate, they're not going to do anything to this reitzeach that took refuge in their midst. V'af ki yaroig echod me'oy haveim oy migoy aleihem. And even if this reitzeach killed one of their loved ones or one of their relatives, achar asher befesa b'loy evo yargenu, he says it was by accident, it wasn't by premeditation. This pasuk in Hazinu that says that Shevet Levi was after the Egel instructed to kill, and Rashi explains that it's not Oviv Imoy, because Oviv is Mishevet Levi, and he also had no role in the Egel, but would refer to the father of his mother, who wasn't necessarily from Shevet Levi, and he was instructed to kill a close relative. And Levi would perform that. Kleimar shelo yasu dover ba'olam zulosi miderach hayoyisher v'al kivun ha'emes. That Levi, Leviim are not going to do anything in the world unless it's miderach hayoyisher, from that which is absolutely the straight and narrow approach, v'al kivun ha'emes, and in the kivun, in the direction of truth. V'lo yitel libom achar avas odom. And their hearts will not be swayed after love of a man. Va'afilu avas ov v'aim v'achim ubonim, and even parents and brothers and children. Sha'teva techayev ahavosum v'tachrichem, says the teva is mechayev, the love of a parent, the love of a parent to a child. It's mamish from the teva. It's from the universal. The love of a parent to a child is from the universal teva that can't be changed. And certainly to other people. And therefore, Shevet Levi can be relied upon that despite the fact that these people may have even killed b'shoigeg their relatives, but we can trust that Shevet Levi will be able to control themselves. They have this measure of self-control. They are fully capable of living their lives under the most challenging circumstances, even when it would come to killing a relative, if that was the Tzivoy Hashem, if that was the Kovod Shomayim, if that was the appropriate Kiddush Hashem, the appropriate action, they could do that. And Memela Shevet Levi can be trusted not to hurt these people who are taking refuge in their city, even though they may have been, in fact, the murderers of their closest relatives. But it seems in the process that the Chinuch elaborates on both the power of this going b'derech hayosher v'al kivun ha'emes and the source of where this comes from. Where does this strength come from? Where does the strength to be able to follow the yashrus under all circumstances? Where does this strength come from, being able to stand up and to follow in the way of truth under the worst pressure, under the worst circumstances, to the extent that in Shevet Levi's case it meant killing a grandfather, and over here to the extent that the Chinuch takes it further, that they would v'lo yite libom avas odom v'afilu avas odom v'ein b'achem bonim sh'atev v'chayev avos v'tachrichem. But They won't stop because of that. Nothing is going to affect them. They are capable of doing everything in the derech hayosher v'al kivun ha'emes. And no matter how much keneged the teva, they have that power. Where does that come from? So he says, it's their anshei levov. It comes from the heart. Yoduim b'malus hamidois v'chochmos nichbodois. They're known for these Milas Hamidus and for this high level of Chochmah, respected for their Chochmah, or respectable Chochmahs, whatever that means. And it seems that it starts in the heart, that the ability for a person to be able to do what's right, to be able to do what's true, to be able to follow in that Derech HaEmes, no matter how difficult, no matter how anti his nature, anti his emotions, anti his entire being is, it stems from, it's an ability to follow the Kivon HaEmes, to follow Derech HaYosher, but it stems from a Tuv Lev. It stems from Anshei Levov. They're people of heart. They feel. And in their heart, the things that seem to be affected are Midas. They have B'mailas HaMidas, and Chochmas HaNichbodes, that this is really the secret, it seems, the formula for a person to be able to reach the highest levels of doing truth, despite the fact that it's the most difficult thing in the world, that it goes mamish against his teva. He has to do the most difficult challenge. Levi was capable, it was told, kill the grandfather, Oviv Shel Imoy, and no problem, he could do it. Why? Because their hearts are in order. They're anshei levov. They have milas hamidas. It's not just one midah. It's not just the midah of zrizus. It's not just the midah of yirashomayim. But it's that they're milas hamidas. The entire emotional balance with all of the midas is in order. The person has this The Rambam, it seems, says that one of the midas Hashem, he says, from v'holachto bidrochov, is to go b'derech ha'memutza. And it's a pella. What does it mean? Derech ha'memutza is a midas Hashem. Hashem doesn't go derech ha'memutza. Hashem does what he has to do, what's right to do. But it seems the Indian is an Indian of control. When a person follows in the middle, so he's in control of himself. If he goes to an extreme, he loses control. The midas are perfectly controlled. The midas are perfectly balanced. He has the milas hamidas, and he has chokhmah. Midas can be all there, still won't be enough. The heart is functioning. The midas are great. It requires this combination of midas and chokhmah. And when a person can be mashlim himself, and when that heart when he's a person who feels, and he allows himself to feel, and he expands his ability to feel, and he's developed his midas and his chokhmah, then that's a winning combination that can bring a person to a level of loyalty. And this is talking about a shevet. This is not just talking about one individual, the super tzaddik, the super giant of this particular community. But it's talking about a whole shevet Levi is to be trusted that the hoirig nefesh bishgoga can take refuge in their city, because shevet Levi has b'derech klal, they have these milas, they're capable of rising above the greatest of emotional obstacles, because they're people of heart, and because their midas are in line, and because they're full of chokhmah. So I think that if we have any question about whether a person can achieve any significant accomplishment in avodas Hashem without limud hamusar, I would say that seems to be a very naive question. I'm sure that this combination, which are the development of midas, which is the nefesh, the Evan Shleima, it's a paraphrase, it's not really a quote, but it's kimat, says that the goyin says, if not for tikkun amidas, loma lichayim. What else is the purpose to live? Why do I have a purpose? I have no purpose to live, the Vilna goyin said, if not for tikkun amidas. And the development of midas, and the development of that chokhmah, which is necessary for the development of midas, and for following the right way, and for knowing the emes, and for expanding one's sense of yashrus, and for maintaining the commitment to fulfill it, then this seems to be the formula. And it doesn't seem to be any other way to get to that except with limud hamusar. Limud hamusar is what the Bali Musa used to say, to take to traverse the longest distance in the world, from the mind to the heart, to get it into the heart. The midas are rooted in the heart. The chokhmah has to be able to penetrate into the heart. We learn the chokhmah samusar, and then we take it and we try to make it so that it becomes part of our, we become anshei lev of the heart, is full with the effects and with the directives and with the feeling and the sensitivity and the appreciation of this chokhmah. And this seems to be a formula that a person can be assured. Lo yasu dover be'ulom zulosi miderech hayosha v'al kivono emes. The whole shevet is guaranteed. Lo yasu, it's peledic to even say such a thing. Zulosi miderech hayosha v'al kivono emes, when in fact this heart has been developed, and it certainly doesn't seem to come naturally, and it seems to be something that we have to put in a lot of effort to. And I think if, as a schus for the terrible matzav that we're undergoing at the present time, and it's a tzora to all of us. It's someone pointed out the other day, Acheinu kol beis Yisroel hanasunim batzoro v'ashivyo. It's not just that Acheinu be'aza hanasunim batzoro v'ashivyo, but it's Acheinu kol beis Yisroel. We're all nasunim batzoro v'ashivyo. Some are by Yom, some are by Yabosho. We're all over the world, but we all need that Yeshua, that and certainly a rededication and commitment to Limud HaMusar should be able to be a schus that can provide such amazing results, and certainly could be a schus to make a significant difference. There's also, just very quickly, there's in Parsha Shoftim, there's the inyan of Shloi Laroitz V'Lifchoid B'Milchoma, that people participating in a milchoma, the Klal Yisrael is warned, lo yisaroitz mipneihem, lo yisiroum, we're not permitted to be afraid of the enemy when we go to milchoma. And here the Chinuch explains, he says, what's the Sherish HaMitzvah? Sheyesh l'kol echad miYisrael losum b'Hashem yisborach b'tchoinoi, miftochoi. Everyone is obligated. This is the mitzvah. To put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yiro al gufoi, shouldn't be afraid for his body, bodily harm. B'mokom sheyuchal loseis kovod l'Hashem Baruch Hu ul'amoi. In a place where he can give kovod to Hashem, or kovod to the Klal Yisrael, then he should not, he's enjoined not to be afraid of anything, not to be afraid for his body, for bodily harm. He's in harm's way of fire, but he's not supposed to be afraid. He has to put his losum b'Hashem yisborach miftochoi. He places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the chiyuv. That's what the Torah tells him, not to be afraid, because and when it seems the chiyuv exists, when it's b'mokim sheyuchol loseis kovod l'Hashem Baruch Hu l'amay. And certainly when it's a matter of preventing malicious, vicious attacks, achzorius, to random people all over Eretz Yisrael kemat, and to act with such a sense, a lack of total conscience for anything, forget the total lack of conscience for their own people, what they do, but this is certainly a question of standing up for Kovod Shemayim and for Klal Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael shouldn't be such random victims just to be taken, just to do whatever you want. Jewish life is cheap. Shoot, do anything, attack, you know, missiles all day long. I mean, this is certainly a situation where this applies. And Mimela, the call of the hour is for a person not to be afraid. Of course, it's easy for us to say, we're not on the front there, but to strengthen his bitochen in Hashem. But here he says, "Va'omru zichroinam levrocha." Chazal said, he says, a person who doesn't do this is orur oisem alechas Hashem remia, va'oru meinei acharba midom. Okay, he says, "Va'omru zichroinam levrocha." Shekol hanilcham bechol levovoi, v'kavanosu lekadesh Hashem, one who fights with all of his heart, and his kavona is to be mekadesh Hashem, muftachu shelo yimtzo nezek, he's promised, he has a haftocha, that he won't find any damage, no damage is going to happen. V'yizkeloi ulebonov liyo yislohem bayis nochoim b'yisroel, v'yizkelechai olam habo. Uke'inye shekosu, he brings a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph, ki oso yase Hashem ladeini bayis nemon, ki melchames Hashem adeini nilchom. He says there's a special haftocha to a person who fights. And of course, this surely applies, the fighting that's going on there. And I know it's, see these chevra with their tzitzis out, you know, and they're fighting. It certainly adds a dimension of fighting. Lekadesh Shem Shemayim, there's a certain element when there's a video that's going around about them. The singing, you know, Yisroel betach b'Hashem, anachnu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, that says something about what they're doing, and it has a certain power, and there's a haftocha that when a person who fights v'kavanosu l'Hashem, muftachu shlo yimtzo nezek, he has a haftocha, he won't have damage, and he'll be zeicher to him and his children, that they'll have a bayis nochim b'Yisroel, and be zeicher l'chayu olam habo. Mamish, not Shaykh. But then he says that the way this process works, he says, V'neheges mitzvah zu b'schorim, because it's there, mitzvah li'lochim alad mosom, v'oivra alzeh, v'hischil lachshoiv u'laharher u'lahavhil atzmoy b'milchomo, over alavzeh, v'on shogod mo'od. He says, what's the process of being over on this lo'yisiro, lo'yisarotzu, lo'yisiro mehem? What's the process to be over? He says it starts v'ho'ever al zeh v'hischil. He starts lachshev. He starts thinking. I don't know this danger. I don't know, maybe, you know, I'm worried. I'm concerned. Ulaharer. It gets a little bit more. He says, Hashem, is Hashem really going to protect me? Or what's going to happen? Ulahavil atzma b'hamelchoma. And he he creates a beholo. He creates this sense of worry, of confusion, of becoming overwhelmed in the milchoma. Then that seems to be the approach to being over this. So it seems that it's a process. It starts with the machshava. A person has to be in machshava, so normal. And that's not necessarily what he's over the lav, because he has a possibility. But as he lets the possibility set in, he's lachshav, he's maharer, and then he becomes all of a sudden overwhelmed in the milchoma. That's the point when he seems to be over. So we have to be very careful to be mechazik ourselves. Now, I think that, you know, for them, we can't. We could send this message, but there's not directly that we could do in terms of inspiring soldiers. But I think for ourselves in life, and we fight many milchemes Hashem, and we do many things that is kavanoso lekadesh Hashem. Our lives are dedicated to be mekadeshim shemayim, and many times we have to stand up firm and fight battles. And if we should know that when we do it with that sense, we are muftoch, that we won't be damaged, and we'll be zeicher to ourselves and our children to build that bayis nochen bi Yisroel, and v'yizke lechay olam habo. It's a very powerful haftocha, but the process that we have to be careful of is loy lachshoiv ulaharer. It starts with machshavas. I don't know. I'm getting nervous. Maybe. How do I know what's going to be? Oy, 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 oy. We got to be careful to keep out the nerves, to keep out that focus, to not let the thoughts start. Because when the thoughts start, one thing leads to another, and before you know, we become overwhelmed. And the methodology is to focus, to put one's trust in Hashem, and not to allow these thoughts to simmer, because when they start and they expand, and then before you know it, there's from a machshova to a hirur to a beholo, and they could do tremendous damage. And if we can be makpid to whatever extent we can in maintaining the right kavona and in fighting these battles, then the havtocha that will be zeicha, that he says, is shlo yimtza nezek v'yizke loy ulabonav liyos lem bayis nochem v'yisroel v'yizke l'chay olam habo. You can't ask for more than that.